is the word bamboozle. Bamboozle is a great word. It means exactly the same thing as swindle, but it sounds so much better when somebody claims I bamboozled them than when they say I swindled them. Yeah. I just like the sound of bamboozle better. And I looked it up and I found out, you know, bamboozle is a very old word. It goes back to 1750s when it first appeared in Samuel Johnson's Dictionary of the English Language. And it's it was a word that a lot of people back at that time didn't even like because they didn't think it was an English word, and it's not really. But they didn't know where it came from, and the theories were that bamboozle came from the English sailors in Malaysia who were trying to extend the colonial influence over Malaysia and Borneo and places like that. And the locals would get the British expeditionary forces into the bamboo forest where they would become bamboozled. They would lose direction. They would be confused and not know where they were, and they were easy to attack. And this was one of the explanations I believed for a long time till I found out it's not true. I found the actual origin of the word bamboozle, and I have the evidence right here. I was in Borneo, in Sabah, Borneo, in a Maori village, and I was looking around for a souvenir to take back home with me, and I was in one of the bodegas and, you know, little stalls that they have where they sold stuff. I was looking for maybe a flute or something like that. And I saw something, it looked like, I thought it was one of those nose flutes that they have there in Borneo, and it wasn't. I asked the guy, I said, what's that thing? Is that a flute? He said, no, that's a tekateki. I said, what's that mean? He said, that's a puzzle. It's an ancient puzzle, goes back hundreds of years. It's an ancient puzzle. In English, we call it a bamboozle. So instantly, I was excited. I said, a bamboozle? Now, this is interesting. What's a bamboozle? He said, well, I'll show you. He pulled out these two bamboo sticks. And like I said, they look kind of like flutes, but they're not flutes. It's a puzzle, and it's a very old puzzle, hundreds of years old. And the idea is a stick and string puzzle. The actual name of it is Bukuratan Vententan Tekateki, which is Malaysian for stick and string puzzle. but all it is, he pulled it out like this. And I said, well, what does it do? He says, it's a puzzle. I'll show you. When you pull on this tassel, the other tassel goes up. You pull on this tassel, and that tassel goes up. That's all there is to it. I said, well, surely they're connected somewhere up there. He said, no, that's what makes it a puzzle. See, they're not connected at all. But still, if you pull on this one, that one goes up. If you pull on this one, that one goes up. And I said, well, obviously they're connected at the back somehow, right? And he said, no, that would be stupid, that they're not connected at the back at all. That's just there to hang them up on the shelf so I can sell them. And I said, now, wait a minute. I think you're tricking me. He said, look, I'll prove it. He simply cut that string like so. And still, when he pulled on this one, that one went up. When he pulled on this one, that one went up. And it's just a thing, see? I know that was my reaction too. I said, that's amazing. And he even did it with one hand like this. He would go like this, and that one would go up. And he'd come over here. And he'd pull this one, and that one would go up. It was amazing. And I played with it for a while, and I said, this is really amazing. I said, how much are these? He said, well, they're $50 each. I said, I'll take one. He said, well, obviously you have to have two. Well, there's no puzzle. You know, so I said, okay, I'll take two of them. I gave him $100, which to me back then was quite a bit of money. And I no sooner started playing with them Then I pulled this one like that, and now I was in kind of a mess. See, I didn't know what to do. And I said, well, what do you do in this situation? He says, well, don't worry, we have a solution. For $100, you can get the gold test for bamboo. That's this one here, the gold tassel bamboozle. And see, with the gold tassel one, when you pull on this one, these will both go up. See? And then you can pull this one.
What?
And this one. And they all work again. See, that's all you need. So I ended up buying all three of them. And I said, you know, now that I bought them, can you tell me how they work? Yeah. He says, well, no. Actually, I don't even know how they work. You see, when they're made, they're sealed with hard-fired clay on both ends. The only way to find out how they work is to break them and take them apart. Mm-hmm. And I've never done that.
Do it.
Well, I'm not about to do it. They were $200. But I play with them all the time. I'm still very bamboozled by them, and not only that, but it amuses me to know it.
Yeah.
All right, now we're going to do a trick. Ruby, would you help?